Testament. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. We're going to start at verse 1. And I'll read them until I get tired, maybe. No. We'll read probably 1 through 14 and then 17 and 18, I think. But 2 Peter, it's in the New Testament, way close to the back. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there should come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is this promise of the coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God. The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that when was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same words, are kept in store, reserved unto the fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversations and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, where the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blemish. Let's go down to verse 17. It says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the errors of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. The Apostle Peter found it necessary, probably, I don't know, I'm not a historian or a mathematician or anything, but it was probably about 66 years after Jesus had left the earth, and he told them to stir up the mind. Amen. Stir up the mind of the saints and cause them to remember the promise that the Lord would return. Amen. How much more is it necessary today, over 2,000 years, the people of God have always had a track record for forgetting what God has done and what God has said. Jesus told the disciples before his departure that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost came, and that the Holy Ghost is the power to remember, because he also said the Holy Ghost would bring all things to our remembrance. Now, the one thing that God asked his people when they came out of Egypt was, don't forget who brought you where you are and gave you what you got. Because when they came out of Egypt, they had nothing but the clothes on their back. And some of them was pushing wheelbarrows, some had, but literally they had nothing. But the Lord told them, don't forget who brought you out of where you were and who gave you all of this. Sometimes we misconstrue the statement of who brought you out and who gave you what you have. But if we stop and we think about the statement and what he's saying, is that it's not you that did what you did. It's not you that pulled yourself up from your bootstraps and made it to where you are. It was me. And don't forget. I didn't have much, because this wasn't my day to preach, but I just wanted to remind you, and like it says, to stir up your remembrance that the coming of the Lord is soon. And it is sure, saints. Now, it said that God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Now, over 2,000 years, they've been saying Jesus is coming. Be ready. But I also read something that says that he's coming as a thief in the night. Now, if we all in the natural know when a thief is coming, we make sure that our dog is on alert, that our alarms are set, we'll be ready for him. But the thing is, you don't know when the thief is coming.
That's right, they don't call.
They don't call ahead and say, well, you're going to be leaving for work, what, around 9 o'clock? 9:01, we'll be at your door. Amen. I saw this commercial that said that most burglaries and thefts happen during the day, right after you leave. So they're watching you. Just be ready when the Lord comes. Amen. And we don't know when that is, so we always have to be ready. Amen. Like I said, I didn't have much, and we are not very big today in body, but the Lord knows, and the Lord knows our hearts. Amen. And that's what he's going to reward us for, is what's in our heart. Amen. So just encourage you to stay strong, keep the Lord on your mind, in your mind, around your mind.
Yeah, amen.
Keep the Lord on your mind at all times. like my mom used to say, that when you got a full glass of water, nothing can come in because that glass is full.
That's right.
Let's keep our souls full of Him. So when the devil throws his darts, his little spear guns or whatever he has, they won't penetrate because we're full of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I do. I love each and every one of you. Stay saved. Stay blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I thank the Lord for just us being here. It is very good to have a faithful few than a church of unfaithful.
Oh, thousands of unfaithful.
No, we've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
We've seen that.
Faithful on Sunday, and then they sin on Monday, Tuesday, Saturday.
Oh, yeah. They're sane on Sunday and the devil on Monday.
Oh, boy.
Yep, we've seen some of them sit right up on the front row of the church.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout and pray and just, oh, they have a good time. As soon as they leave these doors.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank God for the message. Thank God for the songs. Thank God for the testimonies. Mm-hmm. Amen. So if there's no more, we'll stand and we'll be dismissed.
Stand up, girl.
Again, we encourage you to keep on coming. Amen. The Lord is going to grow us up. Amen. He's going to do great things for us. But in the meantime, we have to stay faithful.
Yes.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
This we do.
This we do.
In Jesus' name.